Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean, 20-foot waves, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10. And guess what? You've wandered into our school of tuna, and we now have a taste of lion. We've talked to ourselves. We've communicated and said, you know what? Lion tastes good. Let's go get some more lion. We've developed a system to establish a beachhead and aggressively hunt you and your family. And we will corner your pride, your children, your
offspring. How are you going to do that?
We will construct a series of breathing apparatus with kelp. We will be able to trap certain amounts of oxygen. It's not going to be days at a time, but an hour, hour 45, no problem. That will give us enough time to figure out where you live, go back to the sea, get more oxygen, and then stalk you. You just lost your own game. You're outgunned and outmanned. Did that go the way you thought it was going to go? Nope.
And welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
And this is Damian.
And for some reason, we're back again doing this thing as if we're good at it.
Wait, for some isn't this Andrew's idea?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm pretty sure even the website is Andrew's.
Don't look at
Andrew,
names.
If you don't want to do this, you know.
They're all shells. They're all shells.
It's a shell company to launder money. I can't believe this. That's what this website
is? Yes, it's laundering money.
That's all it does.
I
always knew it.
And I'm not getting a cut because...
Anyways.
Huh?
You guys weren't supposed to hear that. That'll be cut out of the podcast. You guys weren't supposed to.
Oh, wait. It'll be cut out of the podcast. Yeah. I'll immediately forget it. We never heard it. If you delete it, it's never
all
got
that
said.
Sweet, sweet love film money. Oh my god.
Anyways, moving on into what we've been watching with a segue that only I could have come up with. Mm-hmm. Damien, what have you been watching this week?
Why Damien first? All right.
I was totally picking up my phone. I was I'm usually first.
So let's get the terrible shit out of the way. NBC has a new TV show.
Why?
It's called Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23. I started watching it because there's this chick that is in there, and she was in You're Out of My League. She played the friend, whatever. I saw her, recognized her, and went, it's
that
a comedy.
Like a Jennifer Love Hewitt
It
movie?
Was a terrible movie, never mind. So I saw it, and I went, all right, let's see what NBC has to offer. And there's some James Van Der Beek jokes because he's in there for no reason whatsoever. And outside of that, it's pretty mediocre, which by this year's standard means it should be on the air for at least a season. It's nowhere as bad as Girls. And under the description, it says comedy, which is a horrendous lie.
Would you call it bold faced? Even
it is Douglas. Douglas, I didn't even, you know, when you're about to approach something funny, it didn't even do that. It is the opposite of what a comedy is supposed to be. I sat for a half an hour, wondering if it's because I'm a misogynist, why I'm not getting all of this girl-centric humor. But it turns out that, no, funny is funny. And they are not. Nothing funny. It is centered around some bitches who live in New York City, and it is horrendous. I think is the only way to say it. And I hope it gets cancelled quick, fast, and immediately.
Let me just throw this out here. Yes. I disagree with you on every note.
on which one?
Did you watch our movie?
Apartment 13?
Girls.
Then
girls.
I won't have any disagreement about girls. I won't have any disagreement about girls. I refuse.
Does this mean that you like our movie as well? Tiny Furniture.
I did see her film, and I found something very interesting about it. I wouldn't call it a great movie, not at all, but I kind of like Tiny Furniture. Right. It had something to it.
Oh, by the way, I implore both of you,
mm-hmm.
if only for the comedic value,
okay,
to look up this girl. I can't remember exactly what her name is, and not for her. Look up her father and his job and what he does and his work. Can I ask which girl we're talking about?
Yes. This is kind of difficult to follow.
Yes, the same girl that we're talking about. She is the star slash
oh, Lena Dunham?
Slash writer. Lena Dunham, thank you. Right. And her father, I think his name is Carol. Carol Dunham. Okay.
Isn't he a big producer?
No, he's not. He's an artist. Check out his work.
Okay. Alright, so Andrew, would have you believe that there's something funny happening in this show? I am not going to entertain that conversation even a little bit. So I'm moving on. Justified is wrapped up, but we're going to have a special bonus podcast discussing Justified. Just so that everybody knows my opinion ahead of time, while it didn't reach the heights of season 2, being 95% of season 2 still makes you the best show on television. It's better than Walking Dead. It's better than Game of Thrones. It's the best thing that you can watch on TV.
Look,
I like dragons as much as anybody else. But it's Game of Thrones is not as good as Justified. So that I'll argue with you. The other thing, absolutely not. Now to movies. I'll start from my least favorite and work my way up. It's just 3 movies though. It won't take that long. I saw Shame, and Shame is mediocre. Now, I loved Hunger a whole lot. I love Fassbender and what's her name? The girl in... She was in An Education. What's her name?
Carey Mulligan.
You're right. Carey Mulligan. I love all the actors. I love the director. But the movie was mediocre. It told a story that went nowhere. And despite good acting and pretty good directing, you can't not tell a story. And especially with a movie like this that's supposed to be a drama, there is nothing there. Is it raining, Andrew? I hear it.
Yeah, sorry? I heard it too.
Right, I heard like water falling off a roof.
I just started typing up something while you're talking. Oh. I'm listening, I promise.
Is that rain? I don't know.
And it was funny because both of us clearly heard it and we both paused and slowly turned towards each other to kind of validate the fact that we heard it.
That's real. Right.
No, don't worry. You guys aren't crazy. But okay. I'm listening very closely. That's promise. Fine. I will cut in and tell Damien how wrong
sure.
he is about
it. Right. So, I expected more from Shane. From Shame.
Shame.
Was a bit disappointed that it wasn't as good as I thought he would be. There's a pun there to be made, but I'm better than that. I hope the director gets, you know, more chances to make movies in his, you know... 'Cause there's clearly something that he wants to tell the audience. And while it worked in Hunger, I don't think he was as effective in this one. But I hope he still... goes out and makes more of these movies, because the movie definitely wasn't boring, and I'd prefer a mediocre movie that I can watch than a mediocre movie that I can't. I finally got to see the Sitter. That's the
Apatow
thing. Right. Where
the David Gordon Green piece of shit.
All right. all right. So I enjoyed the Sitter. It's not a great movie, but it is a fun movie. There's a lot of strange things that happens in that movie. But I think what is pulling me, tipping me over the edge with this movie is, there's an actor in the movie, who is doing his best Kevin Bacon impersonation. And it is terrific. Right? Sam Rockwell is in this movie.
Really?
And he is amazing. Wow. Every time he's on screen, there's tears coming out of my eyes. It's so funny. And
so, Damien.
Yes.
You got one thing right about that movie, but the problem is Sam Rockwell is sitting right beside J.B. Smoove.
What?
J.B. Smoove is not funny. In anything. At any point.
J.B. Smoove.
Yes.
Is hilarious in Larry David.
No, he's not.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
That show is amazing.
Show is funny. No question. No. Curb Your Enthusiasm is hilarious. He's not part of that race. I know. Look. Method Man is in this show.
I have to say that there's something about Method Man. I know he's bad.
Yes.
I know that.
But he's a specific type of bad.
To like him, but
that you enjoy.
There's a special place in my heart for him.
Yes.
Him and, hey, to a lesser extent, Red Man.
We're talking about someone who was in The Wire. So he gets a pass.
There are a lot of people in The Wire.
And they have been in shitty things.
And they continue to get a pass for a long while.
That's true. Right. So The Sitter, while not a great movie, is fun. It's like, no, I don't want to put it in the same echelon as Sex Drive, because it is not that funny.
It's not that funny?
It isn't.
Okay.
But it is the same type.
I was about to say, those are some big shoes.
Right. You can watch Sex Drive, and your brain tells you that this movie is trash. But it is so funny that it doesn't even matter. You know, continue on.
I remember being so surprised by that movie. Because even when I went... I think... I don't know if Andrew forced me to watch it or if we just happened to have been watching it together for the first time. But I remember sitting down and saying, I'm going to hate this movie. Why am I watching this movie?
We should have.
You know?
I thought it was going to be a shitty Van Wilder type movie. And it was... hilarious.
Van Wilder is actually another one of those movies.
Van Wilder is the only one until Sex Drive. Everything else pretty much trash. And my last movie is guys, I sat down and I watched X-Men again.
Which one?
The three. The three X-Men's.
Why?
No.
Wait, the three X-Men.
The three X-Men.
As in X-Men 1, X-Men 2, and
so X-Men
Revisited.
First Class.
First Class.
X-Men 1 and X-Men 2.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
I don't know. Are there more X-Men?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
And as much as it pains me to say it, I still like the second one the most.
The most?
The most.
Not more than the first one, but the most?
The most. Out
the
of
fuck is wrong
all
with you?
The third one, the story that they told in the first class is is an origin story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a limit to how awesome the story that they were telling could be. They had to have them do the training and all of that madness in the middle, right? The recruitment and the training. And that didn't do much for them. There's nothing that was really happening there. It's just a montage of people learning to use their powers, which I could do without. Beast look like shit, but all of that is redeemed by how they kill the bacon. That is the best death I've seen in a comic book movie ever. That I'm going to move the coin, and that is awesome.
Oh, right.
But I still love the second one. It's so good. With the whole Phoenix and the attention to detail in that second movie is amazing. And the fact that Ratner run that shit in the ground in the third one is I just don't know how you make such a shitty movie after they put out the second one. That movie that we don't talk about. Kind of like Indiana Jones 4.
Indiana Jones, how much?
Right, and Star Wars 1, 2, and 3.
I hear that they're about to make a fourth movie. Yeah.
And they're going to make some new Star Wars movies, too.
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, you're hearing it now.
No, I didn't hear that. I still haven't heard it.
Definitely, X-Men First Class is the best cast out of all of the movies.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But the effects in two, I think, it's actually
surprising. It's surprising is too soft of a word. It's I can't even find a word. Try unbelievable yeah. times 100 that
they got all of those people.
No, I'm not even talking about that. That people like, what the hell is his name? Cyclops is still in movies.
Marsden?
James Marsden, yeah. Like,
he's in Sex Drive.
I know he's in Sex Drive, and he is hilarious in Sex Drive. But that is, you know, that's what I like to call the exception that proves the rule. How many other movies has he been in that have been great? A lot of bad ones. That he has been great in.
Speaking of people who we haven't seen since X-Men, have you seen some of the movies that Halle Berry is in?
The truth of the matter is, I have to say this. Halle Berry has been put on this false pedestal since the early 80s and the 90s when she was in all of these movies that everybody loves. Why? Because she's pretty.
Oh,
go back to all of those movies and you realize they're about as good as the movies that she's in now. It don't make no difference.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she wasn't pretty.
Oh, no.
I think she kind of did show a little bit promise when she first came out, because I think her first performance was in Jungle Fever, that small part that she had opposite Sam Jackson, which was actually really good. And I mean, she had a few
choice performances
which were kind of
Don't forget, what the hell was the name? Is it Bull Durham? No, not Bull Durham. The one with Warren Beatty where he's like this congressman or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I know what you're talking about. Oh, what's that movie?
Guys, remember,
at the time I thought it was fantastic.
She
but
came in a lot of shitty movies. She was in Swordfish, that was her good.
Ooh, another movie that I thought was good. Great, but it was not.
Oh god.
Bullworth,
yes.
Right. But then she was in Monsters Ball and people went, oh shit, she can act, and then it just was like right off a cliff after that. Yeah. Those shittier and shittier movies coming down the line. Okay. So Douglas, what have you been watching?
I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, I know that you've advised that we can't have a long list. But I must advise you to the contrary. Douglas has experienced the wonder that is 2 4-day weekends in a row. So let's start, shall we?
And he will not squander the opportunity.
Yeah. This is going to make up for the rest of the year. When
actually, no, it's not a very long list, but it is longer than it usually is. I just want to point out that I found out recently that Gavin and Stacey had 2 extra seasons, and so I picked out on that, and that was kind of awesome. I can't remember if I've talked about this before, but it does deserve a second shout out, even if I have. I've been watching this new show on Comedy Central by the name of Key and Peele, and that show is fucking hilarious. It's clear that Comedy Central wanted to find a replacement for Dave Chappelle's show about 5 years too late, and they finally found it. They've been searching, though. Yeah, they have been searching.
A lot of shit.
But this is very much in the same vein of the Dave Chappelle show. I mean, except it's two guys instead of one. But
and
you have
it's
the
not
same,
as funny.
It's
very funny. But Chappelle's show is next level.
That's true. All right, fair enough. I agree. But, right. But
Key and Peele don't have a Rick James, bitch. Not yet.
I hope they soon will. They have
they have the bitch thing.
There's that. That was hilarious. Very funny. No, you know which one I was gonna say is I'm the leader of the free world.
Yeah,
that one. And then he drops the mic. Awesome. Right. And yes, these are clearly inside jokes because Andrew's not even cracking a smile.
You haven't watched KMP. What is wrong with you?
I need to watch the show.
Andrew, no, I'm disappointed.
I think they've had 6 episodes so far. And the new season is going to start in September. Right.
Comedy Central is furiously scrambling to get as much episodes as they can.
Yes, they don't want another repeat.
As quick as they can. Before these two move to Africa, exactly. We need to lock down these episodes.
Yeah, but it's very much in the same vein. I mean, they come out and they do...
Right, it's skits.
They do, it's a skit show, but they introduce the skits with comedy bits on a stage. So it's like, it's almost cut and paste from Dave Chappelle. But it's just so well done that I forgive it all of its unoriginality. It's just so...
Quality is quality.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
I have also been watching a British show by the name of Dirk Gently. It is a show. It has two fairly, I guess, B British actors in there. One is a guy from another show that I watched before, which was called Spy. I can't remember his name, but I kind of like Spy. And so I kind of decided to watch this. And not the other guy. I had it in my head where I knew him from, but I can't remember. But it's, you know, not nobody's. And it's a show about this guy, and his name is actually Dirk Gently. And he is what he likes to call a holistic detective.
So it's a police procedural.
No. Well, I guess you could kind of think of it that way, but it's a comedy.
Okay.
He's a private detective.
I like British comedies.
Oh, there you go. And it's one of those where each episode is like an hour and a half, I think.
So there's like 3 episodes in the
well,
season.
So far I think I've only seen 2. I don't know if there's a 3rd episode that I've just missed. I think this thing is hilarious. I mean, when he says he's a holistic detective, what he means is he doesn't base his detective work around things like logic
evidence
mm-hmm. and proof. What he does is he says things like, whenever you're lost, follow someone who looks like they know where they're going, because then you probably will find where you need to be. And all sorts of foolishness. But he's clearly like, you know, some sort of, I wouldn't want to say artsy-fartsy detective, but very...
He's Sherlock Holmes.
He's Sherlock Holmes without the sense.
Okay.
that's a really great way to put it. And
that sounds promising.
I think this show, it has a lot of promise. You know, I love it. I hope that it lasts longer than 2 episodes. Please, guys, come on. Help a guy out.
Cancelled.
I just mentioned this in passing. Game of Thrones. Next. I watched the first episode of Magic City. Which is...
Alright, before you go on. Okay. Olga Kurylenko is in this show, right?
Is.
The show is bad.
Okay, before you go on.
Yes.
So hold on. Before Douglas goes on, right? Before you go on. I haven't seen this show.
Okay.
I don't intend to watch it.
Good for you.
I know Damien laughs at this notion, but I've mentioned it numerous times before. I'm on Twitter. I have, like, between me and Douglas, I have, like even the other day, Daddy was talking to me about this, and he's like, Andrew, so many people follow him on Twitter, and I don't consider myself any form of big on Twitter, but Magic City is following me on Twitter, and I'm like, if a TV show is following me on Twitter, it means that show probably isn't good enough for me to be watching it.
Yeah. Anyway,
nothing to do with the show.
Anyway, I have to say that I can't remember. Excuse me, I can't remember what this guy's name is. I think he's Australian. He's in The Proposal. Is that the Western that we watched way back in the day? Mm-hmm. He's in The Proposal, and he is in what I think is probably my favorite role that he's ever played, or at least that I've seen. And just because it's so odd, is 30 Days of Night with Josh Hartnett. He is the main vampire.
Yeah, I know who
Danny Houston.
He's
Danny Houston.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I know who you're talking. He is I've in seen the show. Promos.
Right, he's in this show. So is Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Right. I'm not a big Jeffrey Dean Morgan fan. I think he peaked in Watchmen.
I don't think
has
anybody
done nothing else.
Is a big Jeffrey.
But I was really taken in by the fact that Houston was in this show, and it kind of has it panders to what I like. I mean, this is like, you know, mafia.
Oh, so it's not like Mad Men; it's more mafia.
Well, hold on.
Okay, sorry.
I should preface all that I'm saying now with this is what I thought before I watched the episode. So you know, it looks like the whole mafia deal, the casino type of scenario where all sorts of shit's gonna go down, and you know, you got Goodfellas, and it looked like that. And I said, you know what? I really want to watch this show. And so I did. I'm not sure if I'm happy with myself for doing so. I see where they're trying to do all of what I just said a while ago. The first thing I'm going to say is that I kind of have to slow down with my judgment, because this is just the first episode and it could easily be suffering from episode one-itis.
Douglas, but, you don't get to do
but
that.
This show, it looks like it's going nowhere quickly, and I'm bitterly disappointed.
Douglas,
is it another Playboy Club where it just wants to be Mad Men but isn't?
Not really. Well, I guess you could think of it that way, but it's not that it wants to be Mad Men, it wants to be Casino.
If
Casino and Goodfellas.
If you're going to compete for people's time in 2012 and you think you're going to slowly walk people into your awesome show, you're mistaken. You don't have that much time. If the first hour is not awesome, you're on your own. There have been shows that have had awesome first episodes that we've never seen again. So you don't get to do that. You do not get to do that.
Anyway,
I'm very sorry.
Anyway, the last TV show that I'm going to talk about is White Van Man, another UK comedy. It stars nobody that I know. It is fucking hilarious.
Right, you spoke about this.
Oh, I did speak about
one
it.
One of the Lost podcasts.
Oh, is it Lost? Okay. Well, I'll speak about it again then.
Fair enough.
It's about a handyman who passes down his wrench to his handyman son, and shenanigans ensue. And that's really all it is. And I think it's pretty funny.
You said tomfoolery as well?
Tomfoolery.
Okay.
And that's it for TV. I did, however, manage to get in a couple of movies.
Bullshit.
Yes, shit. I did. I watched two movies.
Is there a Polanski movie in that list?
Yes and no.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
No, there isn't today.
That has to be edited out. I cannot allow that to be our answer on a podcast that I am on. I refuse. All right,
you can edit this out, but I've started it.
I'm leaving
the podcast. I watched like a half hour. I watched like a half hour of it so far.
Yes, I know. What?
Anyway.
Did he tell you, Damien? Did he tell you?
I don't think so. No, what's happening?
Andrew gave me homework.
I sent him a copy of Chinatown on Blu-ray.
Oh, you still haven't watched that?
No.
And that's what I'm referring to.
Okay. Well, I mean, I see where you didn't have time. You were watching Magic City. could have watched Chinatown with that.
No. I have to kind of defend myself and say that while I was watching all of these TV shows,
right.
I didn't have it. I received said copy of Blu-ray 2 days ago.
Okay. So you've... And you said you had some long weekend.
On Sunday evening at like 5 o'clock.
That is when you received.
That's when I received it.
Okay, today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. I have work on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
And you work for 24 hours.
Essentially. On Monday. No. On Monday, I got home from work at 9 o'clock.
But you know, come on. I'm just giving
but
you shit.
You saw Game of Thrones this week.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've watched the first 2 episodes because I caught up over the weekend, but I have not actually watched this episode yet.
All right, you let that pass. What are these better movies than you, that you've seen?
Okay, I watched 2 movies. I'm going to end on the more controversial one. Movies. Right? The first movie I watched was We Bought a Zoo. That movie wasn't that great. Andrew,
if they want me to think that Scarlett Johansson is a zookeeper, they're out of their minds. You guys serious? Are you guys
That's
serious?
Where I'm going to find my Scarlett Holy Johansson. Shit. I'm going to buy a zoo, and I'm going to find.
I'm going
a
to Hope Zoo tomorrow. Where are the Johansons?
No, the Johansons don't come with it unless you buy it.
I'm willing to buy Hope Zoo. How much that can cost though? Like $20? What is there? Nothing.
But yeah, that movie was it was such a blatant pull of all the strings. I mean,
you mean that's why they put it out in Christmas?
No, thank you. that's not me. Anyway, we'll gloss over that one and we'll talk about the movie that I think
the tiger died.
Yes. The Tiger Died. And we'll talk about a movie that has been widely discussed on this podcast. We've got in the pro corner, we've got Andrew, who thinks that this is the best thing since sliced bread.
I think I know where this is going.
In the con corner, we've got Damien.
Thank you.
Who says that this is the most horrendous movie since time immemorial.
I'm willing to accept that.
And now, for the deciding vote.
Yes, Douglas is
comes
the decider.
Douglas, who watched The Muppets this weekend.
I so thought we were talking about War Horse.
No, we don't get to that stage yet. I'm not sure if I can handle 2 hours about a horse. I'm not sure if I can handle that
Douglas,
shit.
It's so good though. Holy shit.
So yes, The Muppets. What did the you Muppets. Think of The Muppets?
I think that I can 150% send what's the word? Sentiment? No. Sympathize. Thank you. Sympathize with Damien. If you want to like this movie, you're going to have to be willing to forgive a lot. A lot. And Andrew, I don't think you can argue with that. Do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree. Right. There are definitely a lot of moments where you have to be in that mode.
I'm sorry, I never heard any of that when you were defending the movie. I heard I was wrong. But I heard.
Yes, you are wrong, Damien. Okay. Douglas, on the other hand, he can talk.
Okay. Fair enough.
There are so many moments when you have to say to yourself,
what in God's name am I watching?
I am going to like this movie no matter what. That is really what you have to have that mindset in order to like this movie.
I like Muppets. I like this movie.
Exactly. Now, with all of that said, I like this movie. Why? Because I was willing to forgive everything.
Sure.
Right? While I cannot argue and I 100%... I'm okay with anybody saying to me that it was a bad movie, because really and truly it is a bad movie. I can't argue with that. But I enjoyed it. Why did I enjoy it? Because
you're a grown-ass man that wants whimsy in your life.
I'm a
sad as shit.
Yes, yes, I will take that point to heart as well.
So Douglas, yeah. Were you like me in the fact that you wanted to get up and applaud when the movie revealed that, I can't remember the character's name,
is it
Warren or the Jason Segel's brother who is the Muppet? When they revealed in the song and that he is being represented by Jim Parsons as the human version of him in the song Muppet or a Man.
Yes, yes, that was a funny.
That was clever. And that was about that.
But actually, you know,
what was the evil Muppet's name? Devil? Was that it?
Oh, maybe.
The evil one, yeah.
Maybe.
Maniacal laugh. Maniacal
that laugh. Was fucking hilarious. All of that Terminator
Chris
shit
Cooper doing a rap. I don't know what about it, but it makes me laugh.
But you know what I said, though, at the end. So there's a point at the end where Jason Segel's brother / Muppet's talent is revealed. And can I tell you, especially since I know that there is a viral video out there somewhere with Andrew Bird singing songs with the Muppets, I was so hoping that that ended up being an Andrew Bird song, but it wasn't.
It was an Andrew Bird whistle.
I don't even think it was. It kind of don't sound like
him. They claim it is.
It is him? Is him whistling that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well at least I now feel a little bit better about that. Because Andrew Bird is amazing. Actually, speaking of Andrew Bird being amazing, I totally bought his new album. And I got the shins
and
as
he
well.
And Andrew Bird does have a track on that Muppets album, the Green Album.
Yeah, can I tell you though, I was very upset because you know how I am, right? I don't like to watch all these viral videos because most of the time, well, not the viral ones, but I don't like watching a lot of the YouTube videos where it's like, ooh, watch one piece of the movie, whatever, because I want to watch a movie when I watch a movie, as opposed to watch this scene.
You mean clips?
Yeah.
Publicly released clips.
Yeah, publicly released clips.
Those aren't viral. Those aren't.
I know. That's why I stopped myself and tried to correct it. But it upset me that I know that there's a video out there with Brett from Flying Concord singing a song with the Muppets, and that is not in the movie.
No, he wrote all of this, most of the new songs.
I know this, but I was under the impression that he made a cameo appearance, and that is where that video was from. And so I was waiting the whole time. I was like, okay, where is it?
Dude, Douglas, be quiet. Flight of the Conchords has an Oscar right now. That's all we need to know.
I think Damien wants to say something.
One question. What in God's name does any of this have to do with the quality of the movie?
No, exactly. Which is why I said, I started off with, in order for you to love this movie,
right,
you
guys
have
to been
forgive a
jerking
lot.
Each other off for about 5 minutes now. And you've not mentioned the quality of the movie at once.
I have. Did I not just say that this is a bad movie? Did I not just say that the quality of this movie is poor? Actually, I could even go further to say that it is piss poor. Right? But I still like it. True. Why? Because I like the Muppets. And I want to like this movie.
So,
that's all.
So remember, remember guys, when this started and I told Damien to shut up and Douglas could talk, well, Douglas, you have to shut up as well. You can't talk about the Muppets being pissed for. That's not allowed.
So, Muppets is to Andrew as Cobra is to Damien. Right?
I think so, yes. There we go.
Fair enough.
But that caps off my long weekend list. I apologize for the delay that I have caused to your established podcast, Andrew. Yes. And I promise that next week you will not have this issue.
It's funny how
I'm back at work again.
This second he watches a movie about Hitler, he now has regimented this podcast.
Only two. Nine. No more movies for you.
There is no bear Jew. No bear Jew. No. None of that.
Sorry, dear. All right, so Andrew, you seem overly happy. How was your Easter?
My Easter was pretty good, you know. Okay. Watched a lot of movies. Got around a bit. But the one thing that I decided to do and scratch off my list of shame to start off the movies I've been watching is a supposedly Easter-related film. I had never seen Ben-Hur.
You could have skipped that one.
Huh?
You could have skipped Ben-Hur. It's about 3 hours. It's not very good.
Wow, I'm surprised. I actually really enjoyed it, except for the fact that I feel it didn't need to be an Easter movie. Because if you look at it, it's a film about a Jew who's screwed over by a Roman, gets revenge, has an awesome chariot race, and then they shoehorn Jesus in intermittently throughout the movie, saying, hey, there's that dude over there, and occasionally you'll see the back of his shoe or his glowing blonde hair, and then at the end you get to see the crucifixion, but it has absolutely nothing to do with his story, the story of Ben-Hur, the guy.
What does Jesus have to do with the Easter Bunny? I don't understand. You said this was an Easter movie. Where's the...
Well, if you
Easter Bunny time. Oh yeah, I was supposed to follow it up with I watched Hop, but
if,
no,
if,
that's
if you
not
think about it, if Jesus created everything, then mm-hmm. Jesus created the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
So I think that's about as connected as you get.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. That makes sense.
Alright, cool.
I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I mean, maybe I'm latching too much onto the fact that I thought the chariot scene was fantastic and I wanted to put it on a loop constantly. Okay.
So then the next 2 hours and 55 minutes were
awesome with Charlton Heston looking at you dead in the face and saying, look here, I'm going to kick your ass in 5 minutes.
You've seen Ben-Hur, haven't you, Douglas? No? Fair enough. People love it. I'm not one of those people. I've never. I mean, I used to watch this movie. I think probably it's because I saw the first time I saw it was on CVM, which is never the
and
way you want to
like
watch anything long. At any point. So that's probably why they play it every Easter. They start Ben-Hur there. And when I finally got it on Blu-ray, I went, all right, now that I can see it properly, let's see if there's something there. But there was nothing there. So
there's a chariot scene.
That is pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, what else have you watched?
I finally also got around to watching this film. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, by the name of Heathers.
I haven't actually watched it, but I know that movie. That's a fairly famous movie.
Damien, have you ever seen that movie?
I've never heard of
Christian
that movie.
Slater and
Winona Ryder.
Why in God's name would I watch a movie with Christian Slater and Winona Ryder?
It's back in the 80s when they were...
Douglas, you have muddied the water of me attempting to sell this to Damien.
No, it can't be sold. It did.
Right. You just said Winona Ryder and Christian Slater.
I know, we know this can't be sold to Damien. It's not worth it.
The only way you could sell it to me at this point, Christopher Nolan or Von Trier would have to direct this movie for me to give it any kind of shot.
Okay, so Lars von Trier directed
nice
it and friend. Christopher Nolan wrote it.
Fair enough.
No, but honestly, this movie is actually really good. It's about this high school, and Winona Ryder is in this clique of like the popular women, but she's on like the lowest totem pole of that clique.
Doesn't she start killing them or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. And the group is called Heathers because all of the other girls' names are Heather. And it's obvious that while she's happy socially to be at this status, she doesn't like these people. And she talks about incessantly about how she would kill them and such. In walks Christian Slater, who is pretty much playing this anti-cool hipster, not so much hipster, but you know, hipster is totally the wrong word.
He's playing Christian Slater. That's his role. You know this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he comes in and they kind of get together and it becomes kind of a weird Bonnie and Clyde where Christian Slater talks her into killing them without her knowing that she's going to kill these people. And it's a really weird visual and dialogue-driven film. I mean, the movie opens with the Heathers playing croquet and then it slowly moves towards Veronica being dug into the ground and her head sticking out, and she's the target they're going for. And it's such a interesting film. It even plays up on the suicide side of things that we saw in World's Greatest Dad, because all of these murders that she commits, they actually come off as suicides throughout the movie. And you remember in World's Greatest Dads where the child died and everyone started going on, oh, what wonderful people they were, and all. It's the same kind of thing in this movie, and it's played in such a comedic way. I think it's actually a really good movie.
But
and
you said Christian Slater is in the movie. No, Andrew, the pitch that you just gave to the movie is perfect, right? Are you sure Christian Slater is in this movie?
All right, Damian, pretend he's not there.
I can't do that. I already have that information. It's the same damn reason nobody told me that our Olsen girl was in. Is in Marcy May Marlene. That's how it would have never had happened.
Yeah, no. Right? That was a happy mistake.
Yeah, you can't drop names like that and expect to get away with it. I'm very sorry. I'm sure I can find better movies than Heathers.
All right, I really don't want to talk about this movie much. I just want to mention it because it's a very difficult movie to talk about, and I'm sure you guys haven't seen it. Cabin in the Woods, it's kind of awesome. Go and watch
it. I keep hearing that. The internet keeps telling me.
My God, I can't believe it. Andrew told me this over Twitter. And I said, because I actually kind of half wanted to watch it at first because I'd only seen the posters. And then I saw the trailer. And the trailer looks horrendous.
Yes, I was there.
All right, Douglas.
But then hold on. My story don't finish it. I went to Rotten Tomatoes. Well, first I went on Twitter and I was like, well, most people are saying good things. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Rotten Tomatoes. Do you know this thing has like a 95% rating on that?
Douglas, I don't follow Twitter or any of those things. I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts and then news podcasts for the most part. But not general news. It has to be so I listen to car news and tech news. They're segmented. And in almost all of them, someone has said, like they're reaching through the podcast and say, Damien, you need to. Like, Kevin in the Woods is pretty good, guys. Like, what? Auto blog podcast? Why are you telling me this? I don't want to hear that. But apparently it's very good. Everybody's losing their shit over it. It's about time we do a good horror movie. We had Trick or Treat, and then Tuck and Dale, and then nothing.
So, yeah. I still need to actually watch that movie.
Douglas, you're going to laugh so hard.
I know. I told you my story, right?
Yeah. Andrew's a mad person who saw the same movie, expected that, and then decided not to like it. Which I don't understand. But for regular people,
yeah.
So, Douglas, it is that trailer extended over 90 minutes. It's terrific. Oh my God. I need to go home and watch that movie again. Alright, so Cabin by the Lake, you said? That's it? Cabin in the Woods?
Something like that. It's something like that.
Woods in the cabin. Fire in the hole.
It's really awesome. It's really awesome. Alright, and I just want to mention this mainly to appease Damien and tell him finally, I can let him know, Damien, you were right, I was wrong. I decided this last week, since it came on Netflix, I was like, sure, why not? I decided to revisit Melancholia, and that movie is brilliant. And I think that movie worked so much better the second time around because I knew how it was going to play out, and I paid a lot more attention as to what they put in with the character Kirsten Dunst played. And I actually read it a lot more in the vein that you decided to read Take Shelter. And I accepted this character's playing of that mainly because there was no point where it seemed that she truly doubted herself. And I like the movie for that. It's a really good movie.
I don't know why I'm disappointed that Andrew no longer shares my views. Because
no, you're going to have to watch Melancholy.
No, because to prove truly, that I am right. No, truly, what should happen? And a piece of me does, way deep down inside, does feel this way. That this is not really a defection by Andrew. This is more proof that I'm right.
Now that Andrew
yeah, exactly.
You feel better knowing.
Because really and truly, Andrew's
wrong.
Based on Andrew's
track
history,
record.
Yes. He's wrong most of the time.
Pretty much.
So
it is surprising he's able to live in the real world with adults.
So,
being that wrong all the time.
I think this actually puts validates a nail in the coffin.
That you are right.
Yes.
Except it is a Lars von Trier movie. And you know, man, inside, you know you're wrong. You know it. You know you're wrong.
Lars is so good.
The movie is terrific.
I love him.
Oh, God damn it. Alright, so now that Andrew's done pandering to Damien. I still don't take back anything I said about the Muppets or Warhorse, so we should move on to trills.
Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face.
Life's a happy song when there's someone by my side to sing along.
Nice.
Okay.
You take one.
When you're alone, life can be a little rough.
Yeah.
Make you feel like you're 3 foot tall.
Tell me about it.
When it's just you.
And of course, kicking off this week in trailers, we got the first trailer for Rian Johnson's latest film, Lupo.
Time travel has not yet been invented, but 30 years from now, it will have been. I am one of many specialized assassins in our present called Loopers. So when criminal organizations in the future need someone gone, they zap him back to me. And I eliminate the target from the future.
Oh la la.
So hey guys, you know how we love Rian Johnson? And you know how we love Cobra Commander? They've made a movie together.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'm sorry, who?
I still call him Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know.
No,
why.
You mean Bruce Willis. He grows up to be Bruce Willis. How awesome is that? It's pretty awesome. So Lupo is a movie around time travel, which is never a good sign.
Back to the Future.
You really want to go down this road?
I love that movie.
Okay,
I don't care.
Hold on.
I don't care.
Hold on, guys.
Not do this.
Just Primer.
You guys want to go down the time travel route. Damien, what are your thoughts on the first, just the first, Terminator film? Like, as a time travel movie?
I try not to think about Terminator as a time travel movie.
But
that is the weakest aspect of all of the Terminator films. I just see it as a really fun action movie. I try not to inject any kind of logic into Terminator because it is really bad whenever you start applying logic to Terminator.
Well, the truth of the matter is it's sort of difficult to apply logic to a movie about a time-traveling cyborg that really can't travel through time because he's a machine, but travels through time anyway so that he can find somebody else who traveled through time in order to father...
lead resistance and thereby enable him to travel through time in the first place. Nope.
Who, by the way, was sent by himself.
Yeah. So
right.
I'm
okay.
going to
all
ignore
right.
the fact that there's time travel at all in any of those movies. As a matter of fact, I love Terminator 2. First Terminator and me, not that big a friend.
Oh, serious?
It's not it's not that awesome. The action in that movie is kind of mediocre.
Enjoy that movie.
It's a good movie. But then when you look at Terminator 2 and you see the giant gap in quality, then that is when you're like, oh shit, Terminator is awesome. T2 is great. And even then, you shouldn't really apply any logic to any movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. You'd probably keep logic out of any such movie.
Logic to the Kindergarten Cop film?
I try not to apply logic to anything with Schwarzenegger's name attached to it.
That movie is so good. I forgot about Kindergarten Cop.
Watch that now. When people talk about time travel movies, they go to Primer, because Primer is awesome.
Yeah.
And then it starts getting very sketchy. Right? Most movies that deal with time travel do it very poorly. No, Rian Johnson has decided.
Is Harry Potter 3?
Rian Johnson has decided to take on time travel. And I still have some reservations about that. But it is outweighed by the fact that Rian Johnson has made another movie. And I've liked all his movies so far.
Agreed.
And you cannot put Bruce Willis and Cobra Commander in a movie and not have me watch it. It is impossible.
Especially when there's a Cowboy Bebop reference in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Source Code tried an angle with time travel and then fucked it up at the end. An ending that I haven't seen in a long time and will never see again. And that is always the issue with time travel. It is a catch-all. If you fuck up anything, you simply say, let me go back and fix it. Right? And it is very hard to write something that will keep you engaged and engrossed and make any kind of sense when in the back of your mind you can do the Etch-a-Sketch thing and just go, alright, now we're in the past. None of that shit happened. All of this shit that we said happened, it didn't happen. And the movie's over. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, based on the premise that the film is giving us, I don't think they're really going to have that out, because it seems like we are going to be grounded in Cobra Commander. I'll allow you. Cobra Commander's reality, which is 30 years before time travel has been invented. And once Bruce Willis comes back, and we're now going to deal with Bruce Willis versus Cobra Commander, we're going to be in a time where time travel doesn't exist, so he can't just say, oh shit, let me jet back to 5 minutes before I fucked up, yeah, and I'll fix it.
Yes, but Andrew, the mere fact that there's time travel present in this universe means that at any point they want to, they can magically time travel the device back to the past. Right? There's always loopholes when you deal with anything with time. They can beam back guns that can phase through. Like, there's so many things.
You know which movie did time travel really well? The Butterfly Effect. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I did.
You
realize Ashton Kutcher is in that movie?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure you want to be on record as saying that the Butterfly Effect?
That was probably the best time travel movie ever made. I think so.
I think what I'm going to love
is
cutting
this.
All of this
is sarcasm.
I'm
going to ignore you
now.
Although I can do you one better.
Which one?
Deja Vu.
Oh,
Damian wins. Thanks.
Damian.
I felt that one. That's just the haymaker right there. Yeah.
The penalty
Thank
box.
You. No. Thank you. No. It was worth it, guys.
Time
it was
out.
Worth it.
Time out, Damian. Sorry. Time out.
Keep my trap shot for the next 5 minutes.
Damian's been going off. Douglas, what did you think about his trailer?
This trailer was first. It was completely unnecessary. I did not need this trailer to know about Looper, to know that I needed to watch Looper, or to know that I need to watch out for when Looper comes out so that I can then watch it.
Bruce Willis trailer, is in it, so it might come out here.
There we go. This trailer actually hurt more than it helped. Because, you see, Damian is harping a lot on the time travel aspect of it. And while, yes, they're...
That's just my fear.
Yeah, those concerns are valid. I'm willing to go in, you know, under the assumption that Rian Johnson is awesome and he will do it justice. What I didn't like about this trailer is that the truth of the matter is this trailer makes this movie look extremely run of the mill. You know, you've got your average CG that everybody's got. You've got your little half of a twist that, you know, is supposed to shock and awe you, but none of this is... There was nothing special about this trailer. I think actually the story really isn't that complex, but I kind of like the concept of the story.
Right.
And that's kind of what I was sold on from before, but as I said, I didn't need the trailer for that. I knew all of that already. So for me personally, this trailer actually is more of a negative than it is a positive. So if I were to go just off of this trailer, and if I were to expect the movie to look like what I saw in the trailer, I wouldn't watch this movie. And it's as simple as that. The only reason I'm going to this movie is something that I like to call brand loyalty. I swear by Rian Johnson, The Brothers Bloom, Brick, fantastic movies. I'm expecting a third.
Yeah. I mean, you do have a point. While this trailer, all it does is say to me, oh my God, Andrew, remember, there's a Looper movie coming out by Rian Johnson. If I remove Rian Johnson's name, remove Joseph Gordon-Levitt, remove Bruce Willis, make them all shells, and just look at what this trailer is presenting to me, I kind of take pause and I go like, that could be cool, but you could just muck it up and make another source code.
Oh, Andrew, you have to be careful with that, you know.
Yeah, I love
source code was not bad by any...
The director's cut of Source Code is terrific. Love that movie.
I know that I started off probably being the biggest detractor, or probably the better way to put it is the least praiser of that movie, but that movie's pretty good. No matter what ending you put in there.
No, I'm not going down that road.
No. I'm saying even with the ending. Even with the ending.
I'd just like to let you guys understand what sucks. I meant to say is that I don't mean this movie is going to be bad. I mean it'll be as good as Source Code was. In that it has that iffy ending and amazing movie regardless.
Look, Rian Johnson is making this movie. So even if I wanted to agree with you guys about the trailer, I don't, because Rian Johnson is making this movie. I can't. There's too much bias. Too much. I can't say anything but a movie I'm dying to watch. And all I saw was little clips.
I think that's pretty true all around.
I just saw little clips of movie that I want to watch. And yeah.
Also, what was up with that hair dude, Andrew? Please explain that to me.
Sorry, what?
There's a clip in the trailer where Cobra Commander has this most god awful hair that's it's almost like a Justin Bieber type of what are those because, bangs?
It's because in the future he's going to go bald.
So you're asking me as production assistant on Looper, right?
Yes.
You're the one with the website.
It was an artistic choice by Mr. Johnson. You know, he thought he thought Joseph needed more hair to play with.
Tell him to
back.
CG that shit out. It's ridiculous.
I mean, the one thing that I found really awkward looking at it is, and yes, I'm on Twitter and I follow Ryan Johnson and I see a lot of the things he's been talking about, reading a lot in interviews, and he's been mentioning a lot about the makeup that they've been dealing with to make Joseph Gordon-Levitt look more like Bruce Willis, and you didn't really see anything in the trailer, so I don't know if that hair is part of it or not. And with that, I guess we've all said what we want to say about Looper at this point.
Must watch.
Moving on to the next time travel related film that I made us watch a trailer for, Shuffle, this independent film about a guy jumping through time in his life day by day every time he goes to sleep.
I'm 28. Yesterday, I was 15. The day before that, I was 30. The day before that, I was 8. One day, recently, I was past 90. Every day, I wake up at a different age, in a different year, on a different day of my life, and it's scaring the hell out of me. I want it to stop. I've been awake for the last 48 hours trying to get someone like you to talk to me because I don't know where I'm gonna be once I fall asleep. Can you help me?
Apparently directed by the same guy who did Dear Zachary.
Apparently. Really? That's a choice of words you're using? Like you didn't know? Oh, yeah, I just realized that it's him.
Whoops.
Right. You know that guy that directed that movie that landed on the top of my list? He has made another movie.
It was not the top.
I don't give a shit.
Number two.
He has made another movie. And I just happen to have a trailer here. That you guys may or may not want to watch. It's called Shuffle. So, Andrew, since you're the one coming in with the most bias, what did you think of this trailer?
Well, I don't think bias has anything really to do with
it. That's the only reason we're talking about this trailer.
While I'm interested because I did enjoy Dear Zachary, I mean, I look at it as a completely different beast. This guy moving from the documentary to this independent narrative form, and it looks like it could be interesting. I mean, I look at it more for the comedic value that it would have, in that imagine if every day you woke up and you were a different stage of your life, kind of like that last moment in the trailer where he's at the dinner table and his mother looks at him, I assume it's his mother, and says, just the other day he was like 5 years old, and he's like, that was actually 2 days ago. And, I laugh at that kind of thing. I don't believe it's something that can be sustained over a full hour and a half, but I'm interested is all I have to say.
What's that guy's name? You like things like is Dunham his name? The
Jeff
Muppet
Dunham?
Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like Jeff Dunham, don't you? Shit like that.
No,
actually,
I don't.
I think you do. Don't you?
I do.
Because you're crazy. Let me. Not funny.
I did. I listened to his recent special. Holy shit. It's not good. It's not good at all.
That was the cheesiest joke.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
First
Douglas
of all,
saw it a mile away and still cringed.
That trailer, first of all, it does not look like a comedy. Second of all, alright.
I need to send Andrew some actual comedy albums. I don't think he knows what comedy is supposed to be.
I think it's
an education problem.
This problem. Because
he keeps laughing at shit.
Comedy.
That's not funny.
Mentioning comedy, Damien, have you seen the new Jim Gaffigan special that just got released?
No. What's the name of it?
Mr. Universe. He actually released it online. DRM free, paying $5 and you get it HD.
Okay.
It's yours.
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm definitely going to do that. $4.50 for Jim Gaffigan. That sounds like a plan.
Wow, it sounds like you're lowballing this motherfucker. Andrew says
No, 450 Jamaican. That's what it works out to. Okay, in Jamaican dollars.
Did you think Damien was like, I'm going to?
You know what? I'm going to.
From Mr.
That's exactly what I thought it was. I thought he was going to like send him an email and be like, Jim, listen, I know you want $5. but I'm willing to go as high as 450.
All right. I only got it. I only got, and I'll put the S and highlight that part. I only got 450.
That sounds like a David Cross joke right there. Okay. I'm only going to send you 450. You can accept or deny. Yes.
Oh, David Cross. Speaking I've of been which, watching a lot of Arrested Development.
I'm halfway through season 2 right now.
What's that? Sorry? Season 2 of what?
I've been watching Arrested a lot of Arrested Development.
Oh, again? I love that
I'm
shit.
I'm halfway through season 2.
Man. When is that coming out on Netflix? Because I'm ready and waiting.
Give a shit.
The backlog is on Netflix, but the new stuff isn't going to be filmed until the end of the year, I think.
Damn it. I know the backlog is on there, but I've seen that like 10 times already. Anyway. I'll probably watch it again. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Shuffle.
Yeah, we were talking about Shuffle. This trailer was bad. I give you. Here is what I will say. I give you that the concept of this movie is a little bit interesting. It's not the normal run-of-the-mill type of movie or type of story, rather. And I think that if explored in the right way, it can work. So take that as your positive. The negatives,
I will.
No.
So no is when I take off my headphones.
All right, fair enough. So, well, it's... all right, so, okay. First, let's pull out a list, right? I can check no items on that list. Just letting you know from now. Zero items. None whatsoever. The fact that no, I have not watched Dear Zachary before, right? I'll give you that. So I don't know how poor or good it was. Judging from Damien's reaction, it was very poor.
No, that is
right.
The movie is an okay movie.
Oh, it just doesn't deserve
right.
the hype that Andrew gave
has
it. Okay.
elevated it to. So he's pulling another War Horse.
I hear you.
or is it War Horse is another Dear Zachary? Let's get our
no, because I would watch War Horse again. I would never watch Dear Zachary again.
Yeah, but this, what was I saying? I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you don't know the director, so you're not on board with the nonsense.
No, but it's not even that. I don't want to say that I'm not on board because I don't know the director. That's foolishness. I watch movies blind all the time. But just the quality of this film,
it doesn't look very
good. Doesn't look up to scratch for somebody with one movie under their belt already. Please just
step your game up.
this whole if I am indie I must
look like shit
not have a tripod
good actors
no
that guy is not acting very well trailer is pretty bad. It is pretty if that is the quality of acting that I'm supposed to sit through for 90 minutes or so.
So Damien, mm-hmm. question,
yes.
How differing does this movie A, visually look, B, acting come off from this trailer in comparison to Following?
Following is...
It's Chris Nolan.
I mean,
no
that is the thing. Following is pretty good. Like, there is no way that is his first movie. Even though IMDb says so, and I have no proof that he made movies before that, I don't believe them. It doesn't look like it looks film noir because that is the style that he's going for, but it still looks and feels modern. The camera doesn't shake, it follows everybody, and the key thing is the lead actor acted the shit out of that movie. Right? At no point you saw him or you went, the acting here doesn't feel quite right. He found someone who was up to the task. In fact, both the lead actor and the supporting actor in the movie, it's fantastic. So, I don't think you want to compare this movie to The Following. Because it doesn't look anywhere near as good.
Yeah.
And definitely not in the acting department.
I definitely just want to say one more thing, which is that even after all of those negatives, and those are a lot of negatives, I think the story is enough for me to try and forget this trailer so that I can try and at least watch, you know, the first few minutes of the movie. I think that I might be persuaded to watch this movie.
I'm definitely going to watch this.
And so this trailer, in a sense, it did its job. It has made me interested enough to go and see the movie, which is what a trailer needs to do.
I know that Andrew is going to love this movie.
Yeah.
He'll formulate whatever logic he needs to after the fact. But he's going to love this movie. And so it is. I feel it is my job.
It's your duty.
Right. To ensure that this movie gets a fair shake. Alright?
Now, if this so you'll be on the other side just going, no, Andrew, you're wrong.
No, that is actually not what I'm going to do. If this movie turns out awesome, I doubt it very much. So now my expectations are low. So if he manages a mediocre movie, I'd probably be wowed. But if this movie turns out awesome, believe me, I won't dream up madness and go, well, I like this movie. But I know Andrew's going to like this movie. So I have to find something bad about the movie. I don't have time for that. But I mean, based on this trailer, it's not looking very promising. Speaking of things that don't look very promising, Douglas, we saw the Total Recall trailer.
Tell us your fantasy. We'll give you the memory. You want to be a crime fighter, or a world-class athlete, or a secret agent? Yeah.
Happy trails, man.
What is it? What's wrong?
Yank that needle out before it takes.
Why are you here? Oh, why?
It's all a mistake. Nobody.
Hands on your head
now! Now, Douglas, I know you're a fan of the shitty 90s movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know you're a fan of Three-Breasted Women, as we all are.
I've never seen it.
So, Douglas, mm-hmm. Now that they've replaced Arnold Schwarzenegger's physique with a Colin Farrell cutout, how do you feel the new Total Recall film is going to treat you based on this trailer?
Based on this trailer? Okay. Mm-hmm. This trailer tried way too hard to get me to think that that sequence was awesome. And any trailer that tries way too hard is not worth it.
Douglas, let me cut you for a second. Are you aware that this movie is coming out 2 weeks after Batman?
Why would they do that? Why would they put poor Colin in that position? Colin, seriously.
Because
seriously,
none of his movies has ever made more than $100 million. So they're putting him in this one.
On behalf of the world, Mr. Farrell, I apologize.
For not watching this movie.
Yes, because I'm going to be watching Batman again. This movie. I by the time your movie comes out, I may have watched Batman 5 times already. And I'll probably watch it another 6.
I'm going to watch Batman again.
So I won't have any money in order to...
all on IMAX, right?
Yeah.
All on IMAX.
So I just wanted to let you know that from now... it's not your fault. Right.
It's
really
nothing
isn't.
Personal. Nothing. We're fans of In Bruges.
Yeah.
And some other movies that you've done.
I hope.
Probably. But dog, you can't come out after Batman. What, are you crazy? What's wrong with you people? Who thought that was a good idea? 2 weeks should be enough for everyone to see Batman. You know, like the last time when it was number one for like 6 weeks straight. I'm pretty sure 2 weeks. And it's Total Recall. Something that everyone loves. Why are they doing this? So you said you enjoyed the trailer, Douglas.
I thought this trailer was god awful. As I said, any trailer that clearly is doing some like ridiculous heavy lifting to try and make me like it, it probably means that it gets no better than that.
Something is up.
Something is up. There is something rotten, sir, in Denmark.
Didn't you see the Walter White cameo at the end of the trailer?
I did.
The who what now?
I did. Did you watch John Carter?
I did.
I know you liked it, but do you know how much money that movie made? Did it make $5 or 10?
All of the monies. It made all of the monies.
Yes.
Made minus a lot.
Minus a lot.
I want to know what possessed this. I'd love to be in that meeting. Did the spending just get away from them? Like one day they went in and someone finally looked at that cause. What the fuck? What? Who spent $200 million on this? Who?
I wish
it was $200 million they spent. That's actually what they lost.
No.
So you can just imagine
that
what
is the first time they caught wind of it, and then they're like, the only way we have any chance of recouping this is to go. We just have to pretend that John Carter is something that people want to see. I spend some money advertising this, cause and it didn't work. It didn't work. They're like, let's just pretend it's Avatar, right, guys? We can't do that. No. All right. But Disney owns Marvel now, right?
They do.
So they're going to make a super killing this year.
Oh, of course,
Avengers is going to make so much goddamn money.
When is Iron Man 3 coming out?
Next year.
Next year?
2 years.
I remember. I read something the other day that they said they were going to film that shit in China.
Yeah, I think some Chinese place is going to give them some
production.
Money. Yeah, that's terrific news. They're changing the director, which I can't really blame the director for the last one. The story was god awful. The directing was fine. The story was trash.
That movie was so bad.
Yes, it was. People still love it, though.
Why?
They're stupid.
I'll give it. It had its moments. You know, whenever Sam Rockwell was on the screen, it was great.
Again, the new Kevin Bacon.
There were a couple scenes with my favorite guy.
Don Cheadle.
Why do I always forget?
I couldn't
Speaking
help.
Of Dan Cheadle, that show, have you finished it? How do you feel about the show?
I like it a lot.
You like it a lot?
Yeah.
I am fairly far along. I think I have 2 episodes left. And I haven't stopped watching it.
Entertaining.
It's entertaining.
I don't know if it is good. I still don't know if it is good.
It's
But it is very, very watchable.
Man.
Extremely so.
You know what though? One thing that I get out of that show is that I'm happy. I'm finally happy. Or I'm happy that finally Veronica Mars
is in something watchable. Good.
Yeah. Like, something that I can
like, it's about time.
Watch. Because, I mean, I miss that witty, sarcastic little girl. You know? I'm glad that she's back.
Because that is the lamest way I've ever heard someone say they like looking at somebody in all my life.
No, well,
you think she's pretty.
She is pretty,
and
but
you'd like
that's
to
not
see
why.
Her more.
No, that's not.
That
why.
Is it.
I miss the Veronica Mars persona. That's okay. What it is.
Sure.
I miss that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Whatever. I'll stop talking. Clearly, I'm not doing myself any favors.
Nope. And Andrew is checking the internet. Look at him. Stare deep into the black hole that is the internet. There's nothing there for you, Andrew.
I'm happy I can mute my microphone so I can go on doing what I'm doing.
It
while
all
you guys
ends
chat.
In sadness. So, Andrew, you love Total Recall, the first one, right?
Never seen it.
Okay. But you love Colin Farrell, right? You love Fright Night.
Yes.
And some other...
Do you like Fright Night?
Don't look, point your finger at me and ask silly questions, Douglas. The movie's not good.
Okay, good, because, Andrew, what the fuck is wrong with you? I know we've had this conversation before.
Yes.
The movie was bad. Anyway, let's move on before I get upset.
So we were talking about Fright
Night. Right. No, we were talking about
Total
three titted women in Total Recall, which was not in the trailer, and I am disappointed. Because if that is not in it, then they can cancel the entire movie.
They shouldn't call it Total Recall.
That is the only thing that means anything in Total Recall. The story definitely didn't make any sense. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of looked at the trailer and thought, oh, lots of shit is blowing up. I can watch that. But like, when you try to actually pay attention to what they're doing and the story and...
I did that the second time around,
heavy lifting with the one little action scene that forced in there. Like, you're like, yeah, it don't look like it's going to be that good.
Look, I have complete faith in Jason Reitman. Reitman is doing this movie. This is the Reitman movie? Am I wrong about that? Reitman?
Damon, you're absolutely right about that.
Okay.
Absolutely right. Okay. This movie was directed by Jason Reitman.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Then I have complete faith in this movie.
So to tell Damien who he's talking about, this movie is directed by Len Wiseman, and he's known best for Live Free or Die Hard.
I know exactly who is directing this movie.
I actually didn't know that. I have a sad confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
Live Free or Die Hard is one of my guilty pleasures. Okay. I really do like that movie.
Okay.
Does that change your mind about Total Recall, the trailer?
No.
Is Bruce Willis in it?
Does he say yippee-ki-yay motherfucker at any point in time?
He probably will. In this movie, probably will.
No.
I have a couple of questions, though. Why are there shingles in the future? Who would put that type of thing on their roof? I don't understand.
That's a retro house we saw. It's retro.
Watching this trailer a second time did a lot of harm. The first time I saw it, after their big premiere, 2 Sundays ago or whatever it was, I went, I like Colin Farrell and they're blowing up shit. I can watch this. A while ago, I watched it with Douglas. And started paying attention. It didn't go so well. There was a lot of questions that Douglas had to turn to me and go, Damien, this movie is called Total Recall. And that is always a bad sign. I like that they took a lot of the motif from Mass Effect. But outside of that, I don't know. This movie looks like absolute dross. But I'm still going to watch it. Christmas when I stop watching Batman. Between Batman and Christmas is just a waste of time.
This movie will be the palate cleanser between viewing number 3 and 4.
Absolutely not. This movie will be, oh shit, it's Christmas, we need to do our year end review. I need to start watching movies that are not named Batman.
Like number 10 Batman, number like, 9 Batman, number 8 Batman.
Did Senna come out this year? Right? No? Alright, Batman. What else did I watch this year?
Batman.
Alright, so I'm just good. Guys, I have one movie on my list. just Batman and numbers 1 to 10 around it in a circle. So you can do this if you want, but just know, just call me when the Batman conversation starts. I'll jump in.
And Batman would be number 5 because I don't want people hating me later in life.
He still thinks that's funny, you know. Doesn't realize how ridiculous he sounds.
No. You know what, though? I do have some, like, that is ridiculous, Andrew. If you're going to put it on your list, put it where it should be. But to tell you the truth, Damien,
mm-hmm.
Batman is going to have to be, like, the most revolutionary of movies for it to come into my top 10. Like,
for which year?
For this year.
I'm sorry, nothing has come out this year.
No, I know. That's very true.
Absolutely nothing has come out this year.
But I just think on principle, Batman should not be on my top 10. Just on principle.
Right. Yes, yeah.
No, that's okay.
No. If it's going on your top 10, don't be an asshole and be like, it's number 5 because I don't want it to be number 1. Right. No.
All right. If it's supposed to be number 1, you could have to... Yeah, let me tell you. When Inception was coming out,
mm-hmm.
we all went, all right, Dark Knight was pretty awesome and that trailer was pretty awesome. And the movie can't be that good, right? No one expected that the Pet Project would have turned out better than The Dark Knight. If you had told anyone, look, Dark Knight is awesome, but it's going to make a better movie next year, people would have laughed in your face.
Not only a better movie that makes so much money.
So, he still has full control for this third movie. And that trailer is nothing short of spectacular. Right? And I was amped for Inception, and that took it to a whole nother level. So I have to, I mean, there's just no other way. I can't just be, well, I hope Batman is good. This movie, it can only go one or two ways. It's either it's not on the top 10 at all, or it is rooted at number 1.
Clearly,
other way to go. Hush, Chris Nolan. You were cut out for you. But I hear that you're cutting cars in two to put the IMAX camera there, so I don't think... I don't think I can be that sad. Like, isn't it unwieldy using 4K cameras? For normal people, I'll just cut the car in two and continue filming.
Jeglichen Sinn für die Realitäten verloren.
Er verschiebt die Visionen auf eine Landkarte, die gar nicht mehr existieren.
Das ist purer Wahnsinn!
Es ist dem Feind gelungen, die Front in breiter Formation zu besprechen.
Die gesamte Generalität ist den Zweiten als ein Haufen niederträchtiger
Zweifel. So, this week, Douglas decided we were all to sit down and watch the film Downfall.
The Fall of Man.
Damien, had you seen this film before?
Yes, sir, I have.
I kind of just assumed that. I wanted to confirm. So, I believe Douglas's idea for this was he wanted this no longer to be an internet meme for me.
Correct. Correct, sir.
He wanted me to learn something. Yeah. So, Damien, Douglas,
What is this movie about? It's fairly self-explanatory. Yeah. The name of this film is Downfall. It is about the downfall of
memes on the internet.
yes.
What happens in the last 10 days of our internet memes life?
On a serious note, this movie is about Adolf Hitler.
I'm sorry, who? I've never heard of it.
Nor have I, but I guess...
Did he design clothes?
No, but he knew somebody that designed chairs.
Okay.
Alright.
He's German? Probably works for Mercedes.
Probably.
More than likely.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah, so it's talking about Adolf Hitler and his final days. You know, it goes through the Russians coming and him being in a bunker and eventually killing himself with his wife. However, you know, I just want to say everybody always paints him as this, you know, god-awful kind of person. But But
I mean, you know, he was just a man.
No. This is something that I have to say.
Oh my god. I have the worst brain in the world. I cannot believe the things that just ran through my brain.
But no, what I'm saying is
oh my god.
I don't understand how people can paint him like this when you see things like this movie and you realize how compassionate he was towards his dogs. He made sure that his dogs were... He always treated his dogs well. And even when he was on the way out,
right.
he made sure that the dog went first. And
he made sure that the pill worked.
He made sure that the dog went to a better place and that it was painless. And you know,
the pill wasn't the main cause of death. Those gunshots fired after the pill was swallowed, I'm pretty sure those helped. Just a tad.
Just a little bit. But so there's, you know, there's always...
Right, there's humanity in all of us.
Yeah. But essentially that's what this movie was about. This movie was about Hitler's last days and kind of the people around him. I think that we can take out the list and kind of take every single item on that list from this movie. This movie is beautiful. This movie is extremely well acted. The direction is great. It's fantastic in HD.
God, I wish I had HD years ago.
Christ. I think if there's one thing that I would have to kind of wrong this movie for is that at times it tends to meander. Every once in a while, it kind of forgets that there's supposed to be a purpose, and it kind of just slows down for a while. But
you lose that sense of urgency.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, this movie is pretty good. It's kind of hard to argue, you know. I don't think right. that. I mean, Oscar I'm worthy. Sure, some I'm sure. You think? I'm sure that Andrew has views to the contrary, which we will speak to in a moment. But my take is that this is a pretty good movie, and it's so straightforward that I don't even know how to say it other than it's a good movie. Watch it.
So Andrew.
No, Damien, you first.
I want to hear the madness first. Ditto Douglas. No, Andrew.
You bastard. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to do as much as I can to blame myself before I get to the madness, right? There is something about huge historical figures, especially well-documented and historical figures which have been portrayed over and over again, which I find really difficult to take seriously. I remember a few years back with Invictus, Morgan Freeman playing Nelson Mandela. Last year with Meryl Streep playing Margaret Thatcher, and watching this film with whatever the guy's name is playing Hitler. It's obvious to me that all of these three things, these three performances I've mentioned, are all really fantastic. But at the same time, there's a part of me watching these performances and just wanting to laugh at it, because I no longer see these performances as true, believable performances of what these people were. I see it as someone mocking these people, and I don't. It's something that's broken in my brain. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't know if you guys have ever had this trouble.
I would agree with Hitler and Nelson Mandela, but Margaret Thatcher. How many things.
Well, I want to just disagree with Hitler, not because I'm not saying that two gajillion people haven't played him before, because they have. You've got Sidney Poitier, you've got all sorts of people. I just want to disagree because the reason you didn't like that portrayal was not because it had been portrayed before. It was because it was bad. Yes, everybody loves Morgan Freeman. Yes, he's so awesome that at age 70, 100, he is still banging 15-year-olds in his car, which is why he crashes it. But I'm sorry. Just because people like you doesn't mean that you it do good things every time. I think Damien put it best a while ago. It was a swing and a big miss. That was not a good performance.
Attached to not a very good movie, which didn't help the performance at all.
Exactly.
I actually enjoyed The Iron Lady a lot. I didn't want to say that when we were talking about it, because when it comes to Meryl Streep, I'm extremely biased. But when I saw that movie again, her performance holds up. The movie's pretty good.
Her performance holds up in any movie she's ever been
in. Right. No, but as Margaret Thatcher, I've seen old stock footage of Margaret Thatcher, and if you put them side by side, she really nails it. Like, it's so good. Now, my week with Marilyn, maybe with Marilyn Monroe, billions of people have played her. And when I saw that movie, I was expecting to have the same reaction that Andrew's having. You know, you've seen it done so many times and played for laughs most of the time. How would it go if you watched it in some kind of dramatic role?
It was actually good.
It was pretty good.
I mean, I love Michelle Williams, but I kind of had the same feeling that you were communicating a while ago.
Her performance is tremendous. She is honestly the next Meryl Streep. She can out act pretty much anybody. And every time she's on screen, you go, you feel like you've been transported
time and place. I think the best way to put it is to say that you're a great actress when you can go from playing Marilyn Monroe to playing Jinkies from Scooby-Doo.
From Scooby-Doo to Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, pretty much. So, Andrew, what else did you have a problem with? Was it just the fact that you've seen it as an internet meme so many times you couldn't take it seriously?
That was part of it, but at the end of the day, while I was watching the movie, I was just bored. That was my biggest issue. I was literally bored. Like, I will throw that word a lot, I'll throw that word around a lot talking about movies, and I'll say that it was boring or whatever, but there are not many movies I will watch where I'll literally be going like, yeah, the movie's going on, let me look at my phone now, let's see what's happening in the phone world, and just not want to watch the movie because it's just boring. Because, I mean, I'm not even going to go down the lines of saying I knew what was going to happen already because it's history. And these are one of the few stories which I do know how it ended.
Wait, what?
But
it's one of the few stories that he knows how it ended.
You knew this one?
Yeah.
That's
yes, I knew that one.
I think this is...
He saw Inglourious Basterds.
I think this is... He did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. He was shot with a machine gun in a theater.
Yeah, that's totally
I'm pretty sure the autopsy was inconclusive. I mean, because there was a lot of bullet holes, but there was also all of these burns.
Right.
So you're not sure whether it was a machine gun or the fire.
The truth of the matter is they never found his body.
I
thought
it was a vampire.
We don't
dog,
know.
I'm pretty sure.
So at the end of the day, I feel like this movie hinged completely on the performance, and that performance drawing you into some form of fascination. But as I started out with blaming myself upon the performance, like, I just wanted to laugh at it. Like, I just saw that Hitler from Inglourious Basterds going 99999 and seeing this guy do his thing. And then that scene comes up, which was used so many times on YouTube for the internet meme where I didn't even want to take it seriously. I'm blaming myself completely. It's my fault for not liking this movie, but god damn it, it was just a chore. Like, I'd almost want to talk about Once Upon a Time in Anatolia more right now.
So Douglas, you know all those times that I blamed you for Andrew, as I just assumed that you failed him as an older brother. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that he was mentally damaged. It wasn't. Like, he's a high functioning retarded human. What's he talking about? The movie was boring.
No, but actually, my favorite part was that the only way that he could like this movie
was
if the performances were good enough to draw him in. Mm-hmm. But the performances were not good.
Yeah,
I think he kind of right. said that.
So he saw Downfall 2, the redowning, where Christian Slater played Hitler, Meta Hitler, Giga or whatever. We saw the right movie where from top to bottom the performances were astounding. Even the dog performances. I don't know.
Those barks. The barks were right. Perfect German.
Right. And the whimpers.
Not as good as
right.
Snowy in Tintin. But yeah.
Now, I don't know if it was somewhere between watching a woman kill all her children, but put them to sleep first and then come out, and then the distraught look on her face as she plunged deeper and deeper into the realization that this was not going to end well for anybody. I don't know if it was her performance or all of the performances surrounding her, and also Hitler's performance and the doctor's realization that the army was taking
Hitlosaurus.
Out all the rations and medicine and leaving the people to fail. I don't know if it's watching the entire army plunge into this realization. I don't know if that was where I was engaged. Maybe it was when they just
you have this party room inside right. the bunker, you know.
Right. I don't know. He's right. He's right. The performances weren't good. I know you said that you took out the list and ticked everything, but I'm going to untick.
You know,
we're going to
untick some. Yeah, right.
The performances weren't good. Well, not good enough to engage
draw you
me.
In. No, of course not.
The story. I mean, was there a story? I don't think so.
No, not really.
The direction, all that shaky cam was unnecessary. I'm just saying.
Fucking powdering grass.
Andrew, do you realize that this movie almost won the Oscars? They almost gave them a prize. Alright, we're going to give you one big one
for everything. I would like to remind the podcast of said film Crash.
Yes, Andrew. But whereas Crash is a piece of garbage, and everyone with sense will admit that, you're the only person who have ever said anything negative about Downfall. Andrew, you just said the movie was boring. Where exactly? And the performances weren't good enough? To do what? What more did you want out of these performances? What was lacking? Are you sure you saw the movie? Are you sure you saw the movie? I don't think he saw the movie, no, Douglas. I really don't think so. I think the jig is up. We've worked it out. He's not watching these movies.
Yes, I think he has some sort of website that generates commentary for him.
Right.
You know, so he plugs in a movie name and
then hits random.
Yeah.
And whatever nonsense comes out here, I'll go with that.
Oh, but come on. Like, we're talking about the story of the last 10 days of Hitler.
Yes.
He has lost the war.
Mm-hmm.
He's realized this the beginning of the film, like, it's a question as to whether he is pretending to not realize that the war is over and therefore just refusing to surrender or refusing to give his soldiers the lack of...
And then you realize it's not that. He's actually just fucking crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was going to do. Either that or he's broken in his head crazy.
Almost, you know?
Right. He has Andrew Robinson syndrome.
It'll be forever known.
Yes.
As the Andrew syndrome.
The AR syndrome.
Can we at least say Andrew so I can deny
it? Absolutely not.
You know, we're going to get even more specific. It's the ANR syndrome. Yes.
The G-man syndrome.
I just felt like it was... I felt almost like the film was like a rhetorical question. That's how I felt it was. It felt like a movie which was saying something to me which didn't need a response and just never felt like I needed to pay attention to it.
I suppose I kind of understand that last piece, but what do you mean by it's telling you a story that doesn't need a response? How many movies tell a story that need a response?
I mean, you'll watch a movie.
Batman needed a response. The response was Batman 2.
Alright, sorry. Ignore Damien.
The Harry Potter.
No matter how horribly
it's
I play,
it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard, to be honest.
No, Andrew just punched your generator again, and that was the response that you
shut up. Seriously, Andrew, what did you mean a while ago by the rhetorical question bit? What was that about?
When I say that a film needs a response, need is a strong word, but what I'm really talking about is the fact that a film is looking to have me have an emotional response to it. I'll watch War Horse and I'll talk about how I cried 5,000 times during that movie. Or I'll watch The Muppets and I'll tell you how I smiled 5,000 times during the movie. Or I'll talk about The Road, and I'll say how I wanted to cut my wrists. But I'm talking about Downfall, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, yeah, Hitler, you're a dick, and you're crazy, and you're about to kill yourself.
But he saved his dogs.
Right, and a lot of it was centered around the people around him. It's not we know Hitler is a crazy person.
Yeah.
That has been well documented. What hasn't is some of the people who were around him. And that is the insight that movie gave. If they didn't find that secretary woman, a lot of this would have just been kind of guesswork. They embellished a bit. But a lot of it was what she recalled while being in that bunker. And that is what was so engaging, to see that there were people right at the very end who were so in belief of what this lunatic was saying that even when it was past the point of surrender, they'd rather think about the situation, Andrew. What would need to happen for you to be willing to end your life instead of be in another situation? How bad must that situation have to have been? I've never been put in that situation, but
because you haven't committed genocide
yet. Not yet. I'm still planning on it. Right?
Who's on the list?
Hitler didn't go far enough, in my opinion.
Everybody's on the list, Andrew.
Stopped at Jews.
Andrew,
and that is where you went wrong.
The truth of the matter is, I am completely on Damien's side on this one. Until you have no. If you have one person that is still willing to watch Transformers, you have one person
exactly.
Too many in the world.
People who leave comments on YouTube videos, all of those people need to die. All of them. Whether it's helpful or not,
YouTube video once.
Then you too, sadly, must be deaded. You have to be deaded. You cannot live in the world that Damien is creating. No one gives a shit what you think.
Oh my god. What?
Is it Bro? Oh no,
I'm here.
Looking at Madness. No, I thought it was. I thought the chat had broken. All right. So let me talk to somebody with sense. Douglas, Downfall is one of the best movies I've seen this year, no doubt, and it's probably one of the best movies about Hitler that has ever been made. It is terrific from top to bottom. Sure, there's points where you don't feel that they fully grasp the destruction that is imminent. They take their time and set up some other things. But by and large, the 2.5 hours kind of disappeared. It was, you just watch it and you keep watching it. It is so, like, part of you. Just, you know that, you know how it's going to end. But just to see how, you know, it worked and the rationale behind some of the decisions that were made. Just realizing that there really wasn't a lot of rationale. This man had lost his mind and he was the Führer, so people didn't dare challenge him. So it's just little small steps to undermine his judgment to the point where even when he realized what was happening, he was still unwilling to let go of whatever dream that had taken him to this point. And watching his subordinates either follow or not follow him was completely fascinating. And I don't know where Andrew is getting any of this from, but honestly, I don't want to know anymore. I'm scared to go down that road because I don't know. Dangerous things lurk. That road. And you enjoyed the movie as well?
Yeah, man.
As you said.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to disregard Andrew. Yet
again. I think this episode will go down in history as the one where Andrew and Damien disagree the most. No. Because I think on everything we pretty much disagreed.
No, sure. Except...
okay, so ice cream. Except, vanilla or chocolate?
Except when we got to Melancholia. You came over on my side. Douglas is elated because he now feels firmly that he's vindicated. In the right. But a broken clock is right twice a day. So he's right about
Melancholia. So Lupo and Melancholia, right? Right,
he's right about Melancholia and he's wrong about everything else. A law of averages. It has to be right at some point. It has to be.
But usually it's on, like, tiny things. Like, is this color red? Yes, Andrew.
No, right. It has to be so... It has to be so obvious that there is no debate. Or so we thought. So we said, alright, everyone loves Batman. Andrew loves Batman. There is debate between whether or not the Muppets is good. Andrew falls on the wrong side. I fall on the right side. We thought that Downfall was a slam dunk. Like, nobody. Nobody's stupid enough to say that they don't like this movie. This movie's terrific. And we were proved once again. I'd love to have... like a game that the listeners play where they just guess. Like at the top of the episode, we list all of the things we're going to talk about. And then people just guess, just based on that. all right. So, and they just tick off. And then at the end of the thing, they go, well, I pretty much understood where Damon was going. Douglas, yes, like 90% for Douglas, 90% for Damon. And then it's just constant madness with that. Like, what? I don't even know how. All right, maybe next time I'll just shut my eyes and yes, no, because this is ridiculous. I try applying logic and I'm at 2 out of 10. This is ridiculous.
They have to get supercomputers to run the algorithm.
And there's none. There's none. No, I tried. It didn't work. Need to get Larry Page on this. It's ridiculous.
I guess that's pretty much it for this week. Downfall is a horrible movie. Damien and Douglas disagree with me. And they seem to matter the most, I think. So take that as you will. Anyways, thanks for listening. Look out for more podcasts and hopefully a Justified episode coming soon in the next coming weeks. Thanks for listening and good night. To go.
I don't know. Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet? Muppet. Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man?